Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. Hello, everyone. It's T. Kyle here, and welcome to another weekend chat, even though it's technically Monday night, but it's President's Day, so some people had off. So it's like kind of a weekend, whatever. That's not the point. The point is that, hello, I'm checking back in with my weekend chat. And I just had some, did I miss last week? I don't know. I might have actually missed last weekend. I don't even know. The days honestly blend all together for me at this point. But I'm here and I wanted to say hello. And I wanted to start off by doing a little throwback to something I used to do on the weekend chat, and then it became Legends Only. But you guys know I used to have my Dunkin', but it's nighttime, so I don't have my Dunkin' right now, but I had Dunkin' earlier. And I used to share with you guys what I'm shaking my tits to. But I started doing that on Legends Only, so it, whatever. But I have a new song that I jammed out to all day today, and I posted it on my Instagram story. It is Broken and Beautiful by Kelly Clarkson off of the Ugly Dolls soundtrack, which I didn't even know was a thing because I, you know, I'm not the, the audience for Ugly Dolls per se, but it came on shuffle because I went to Kelly Clarkson Radio on Spotify, not sponsored. And I was shaking my tits and I was like, this is a bop. Why did I not know about this? So that is what I'm shaking my tits to today. And it also has such a good message behind it. Like the lyrics, I'm like, I feel that, right? Like I am broken and beautiful. But anyway, that's what I'm shaking my tits to today. And I wanted to check in and give you guys like a little update on things. And thank you to everyone who listened to the last episode and sent me the emojis. And I'm feeling a lot better today, this week, the end of this week, whatever you want to call it, in this moment in time. And I want to just come on and chat and update everyone on some things. And that's what we're going to do. So I'm feeling a lot better. I just finished a 6-week, I guess you could call it like a sprint. That's what I'm going to call it. It's like a 6-week sprint at The Tonight Show, my new job. And now we have a week off-ish. I'll call it that because like there's still things to be worked on when we go back. But essentially like when you work in production, and we had this at Watch What Happens Live too, like every so often is like a dark week. So you basically are just like not live or there's no new shows. And it's an opportunity to, I mean, it's different, but like for me now, I don't have to go into the office. I don't have to be there late. It's just like checking in remotely and that whole thing. And it is very needed because, you know, working the weeks that I do, it's like 12, 13, 14 hour days, 5 days a week. And then the weekend, it's, you know, you're still responding to things and preparing for Monday. So like my Sunday is like writing pitches and writing, you know, preparing myself for the week ahead. So it's like a very intense sprint. That's why I call it a sprint, because like, you know, sprints like sprinting and it's like hard. So it's a nice opportunity for everyone to kind of just like take a breather and relax and recharge and refresh. And that is exactly what I've been doing. I worked on Legends Only. I went and did a ton of stuff around the city today. I went walking like all over. I hit a personal best on my Fitbit. I walked 14 miles and 30,000 like 500 steps, which in 7 years is a personal record for me. And I was kind of like, just feeling good. I was like, okay, like the creative energy is flowing and I feel like I did that. And it was like such a, I feel like a sigh of relief after this weekend. It's like, okay, I can take a minute and breathe and reflect and all of that. And that's kind of what I've been doing. And I've really been taking a moment to pause and be like, okay, it was what it was. And I've been stressed and I've been feeling a lot of pressure and a lot of anxiousness. And, you know, I always think of the song by Alesso where it's like, so much pressure, I'm in deep. You know, like it's literally that. But I'm kind of just trying to have a moment. It's like something I've been trying to practice recently is being kinder to yourself and like the way that you let your inner voice speak about yourself is just like kinder. So instead of being like, you're a failure, you're stressed, oh my God, did you do this? Like, it's recognizing things in a more optimistic, positive way. So one of the things that I did is I successfully maintained my weight loss through this intensely stressful, high-pressure 6 weeks. And you guys all know what was my problem: stress eating. So in addition to it being a new job, new people, new everything, you know, people not knowing me, not knowing my history, not knowing my skill set, you know, you have to prove yourself. You have like a, you know, it's, that is like such a high intense pressure situation. Anyone at any new job, no matter what your job is, you know, it's like, it sucks. Like it's fucking hard. You're the new guy. You're a fish out of water. You're trying to fit in. You're trying to make friends. You're trying to find out, okay, where can I get lunch? Where can I go to get coffee? Where is there a spot for me to eat my lunch and like chill? You know, like you're learning your surroundings. You're learning the people. People are learning who you are. There's so much to it that is just so stressful. And so on top of all that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck up my diet. Oh my God, I'm going to be stressed and I'm going to want to eat and I'm going to gain all this weight back and I'm going to ruin all of this work that I just did. And that was a whole thing. And so I really just every single day made sure to keep meditating. Every single night I meditated to go to sleep. Michael Seeley, I've said this before, I think I've shouted him out on YouTube. Every single night I made sure to keep doing it. I feel like it, even though it like puts me to sleep, I still feel like it helps like kind of center me. So I kept doing that. I kept checking into my Zero Fasting app, also not sponsored. I need to do that. Like I need to do the whole like deep dive, especially now that I've maintained I kept the weight off for like this really stressful period. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I did that. Like I just held the line, stayed focused. I took every day as a new day. I woke up every single day and was like, okay, today is a new day. Try again. I had a couple slip ups where I'd like, you know, I ate in the morning and then it would be like 8-10 hours later. And I was like, shit, I'm starving now, but it's like kind of like out of my eating window. And I was like, okay, let me just go and have a keto dinner, low carb, and just reset tomorrow, wake up tomorrow and try it again. And I've just been trying to be nicer to myself and kinder to myself and positive and optimistic and always just moving forward. And it really has been so helpful. And I wanted to share that with you guys because I've been roller coastering with my weight my entire life. And I was so stressed and nervous about this. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to gain all this weight back and I'm going to look like such a clown for putting in 8 months of hard work and just completely ruining it. But you know what? It didn't fucking happen. Not on my watch. I'm literally that video where it's like, not on my watch. And I'm really, really, really proud of myself. And I feel more confident and comfortable coming on here and saying that. You guys know I'm always like, I don't know. I'm like not tooting my own horn all the time and like whatever, but I'm just trying to have a better relationship with like the way I speak to myself and the way that I, you know, it's like be kind to other people, be kind to yourself. Like I'm really trying to have that mentality. And yeah, so that's like the first thing that I think I am so proud of. And I really think the one key, like the takeaway that I want to like share with you guys is because it sounds so easy to just like say, oh my God, wow, like I did that. the key really is to taking every single day as a new day and just like refreshing every single day. Like if I messed up, I would go to bed and be like, okay, that chapter is closed. Tomorrow is a new day. We're going to try it again. Eat in your 4-hour window and then get your walk in, hit your steps, hit your goal, and awesome. And I would just be like, thumbs up to today, Wednesday, or whatever day it was. Let's try it again tomorrow. And every single day that I did it, it just made me feel good. So instead of focusing on like, oh my God, I had to eat late that one night and that was outside of my window and just like feeling bad about that, I just focused on the positive things, if that makes sense. So I guess it's like, I don't know, just being optimistic and always moving forward. That is like the one thing that like at work, they always try and say like, if you have a pitch and it doesn't get picked up or someone doesn't like it or whatever, it's like, okay, cool, move on. Next, tomorrow, new day, something new, try it again, twist it, change it, whatever, move forward. Always, always, always moving forward. And so that attitude has definitely been really helpful. And I am working on that episode. I know that I keep saying that, but like now that I've admitted all the stuff that I just admitted to you, I'm going to admit again, because this is all about being transparent. The one reason that I was so nervous about sharing that and like actually putting that episode out is I was kind of nervous that I was going to fuck up and like ruin my progress and then look like a clown being like, oh, hey everyone, like here's this episode about how to lose weight and like whatever and like what I did and how I like beat my stress eating and was successful and like blah, blah, blah. And then if it like all went to shit, like a month later, I would feel like such an idiot and I feel like I'd feel even worse about myself. So I was kind of just like waiting to see if like, okay, let me see if you can even like really mentally challenge yourself and like really do this and pull it off. And I really feel so proud of myself for being able to do it because it has been so, 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 so hard. This is honestly the hardest it's ever been for me in my entire adult life. This is the hardest job I've worked. It is the most pressure I've ever felt. It's the longest hours I've ever worked. It is the hardest on my temptations to stress eat that it's ever been. Like, this is just some next level shit and I am fighting it and I am powering through it. I'm just proud. I'm honestly really proud. And even today, just being able to like hit 14 miles and like 30,000 steps, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I am strong and I am broken and beautiful, as Kelly Clarkson would say. And I'm doing that and I'm just staying positive. And anyone negative or nasty can just like F off. But honestly, so that is that. And the other thing that's been really good is like focusing on Legends Only has been like my gay joy of like every single week and just focusing on that and having fun with it. And we're experimenting with a soundboard, which has been really fun. And I'm like, I don't know, it's like I'm creating my own version of like the Rosie O'Donnell show meets The Soup meets Jerry Springer meets gay meets, oh, what else did I always love? I mean, The Soup was always like my biggest inspiration, but like Rosie O'Donnell had a soundboard and then like Jerry Springer, they always would have like the ding, 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 ding and like the go to Oprah. And then The Soup always had like clips that they always showed. I don't know. It's just like, you know, and then like at Watch What Happens Live, we had a soundboard too. So it'd be like Kim G being like, how are you? But it wasn't really that often. So yeah. I don't know. I'm just like creating my own thing and it's really fun and I'm having fun with it. And so thank you. If you do listen to Legends Only Pod, if you're on the Patreon, thank you. It means a lot. It is a lot of work. And that's the other thing too, is like I did the weight loss and the intermittent fasting and I balanced all of that with the podcast on the weekend and insane schedule with work. It's just balance, time management, and taking every day as a new day. Like, that's my advice to anyone listening who's like overwhelmed or going through something. It is literally like writing things down, scheduling out things by day and time, designating time for like self-care, whether it's like a walk or a video game or like an hour, disconnect, put in earphones, earplugs or whatever, and just like take a nap, meditate, whatever it is, like scheduling all of that is so important. And finding balance is also really good. So that's my little like advice for the day. And yeah, I feel like I was having this moment today because I was walking all through the city and like going around and I was finding street art and it was really nice out today. So, you know, and I've lived here for almost 14 years. And so certain songs come on my playlist. And I'm like, oh my God, I remember when that came out. And we were at that bar down here. And like, I would just pass by all these places and have so many memories flood back, and mainly around music, like, you know, like Blackout, listening to the Blackout demos. And I was walking by Chelsea Piers and I was like, oh my God, I used to work here. I was a lifeguard here. And all of the late nights and walking to and from work, listening to the Blackout demos. And then there was this like one bar that closed down and the space has been vacant for like 5 years. But I was like, oh my God, I remember like going out once and listening to Till the World Ends at that bar. Like, oh my God, remember the time I fell down the stairs at this bar? Like just like anything, all these restaurants and just remembering times I've gone to dinner with people at certain places. And like, I was just flooded with everything because I'm such a visual person and I'm such a, like sounds and sights and smells all bring back memories for me. So it was just a moment where I was kind of like, I recognize how far I have come in my life and in my career and in like here in New York. And I was just really feeling really proud as I was walking, and just not that I'm like always patting myself on the back, but I feel like as people, we don't give ourselves enough credit all the time. Like everything is so like work, 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 and stress. And people are just constantly trying to like find what's next. And I used to be that kind of person where I was like, okay, cool. I did this. Cool, cool, cool. That's not good enough. Like, what can I do next? Okay, cool. I accomplished this, but like, what's next? Cool. I did this, but like, how can I do better, bigger, more? And I have had so many times in my life where I feel like I haven't like paused and really taken in the sights and sounds of certain things. And I'm trying to do that more now. I'm trying to like really be present and like in the moment and really just honestly, genuinely trying to enjoy every moment. And that's why I just really like my tolerance for like negativity is so low. My tolerance for rude people is so low. Like I just am like not feeling that vibe right now in my life. And so I'm just, you know, it's like we always joke on Legends Only Pod. I'm always like, I want to have fun. But like literally, like I just want to be positive and make cool shit and entertaining shit and funny shit and genuinely just have a good time, because like shit is like going on. Like I have stuff going on with my health. There's things going on that I don't share on here, that I don't talk about. And so like I'm trying to enjoy things while, you know, I can. And it's not that sounds so grim. I don't mean that to sound so grim, but like, you know what I mean? Like I was thinking about this at the concert that I went to this weekend. I was like, there's going to come a time where like, I probably physically won't be able to like do this and like shake my tits and be on my feet for 6-7 hours in a crowd. And my feet and my legs and my knees are going to go out at some point in my life. And I'm going to, you know, miss these moments. So like be present and enjoy this while, you know, I can. And that's what I was trying to say, is like, there will come a time in my life where like, I won't be able to shake my tits until 5 in the morning. So for now, I'm going to go and I'm going to shake my tits until 5 in the morning, until my knees give out, which eventually they probably will, because I have this like autoimmune thing with like my tendons and like shit. We don't need to get into it. We're going to worry about that at a different time. Not today. So anyway, the point is that I am trying to be more optimistic. I'm trying to be more present. I am trying to just embrace optimism. And that's kind of my vibe right now. And so I thought that I would share that, because it always hasn't been that way. You guys know it has not always been that way. And so it's just nice to kind of feel like I'm having more of like a breakthrough. And there was this cartoon that I saw, which sounds so not dismissive, but like it sounds like lowbrow, but it's I follow a lot of these like artists and stuff on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, t.kyle, I'll share things on my Instagram story every now and then. And there was one that I shared the other day, and it was about embracing the process. And it was this cute little cartoon, and it was like this little ghost or whatever, like this little thing. And it was dreaming, and it had like all these like rainbows, and it was cute. And it was like wanting change. And then the process was like flooded in like shadows. And it was like these little black little ghosts, and they were like swarming the little cute little thing. I don't even know what it was. What was it? Whatever. It doesn't matter. And then the third one was the breakthrough. And it was like pushing past all of that and like coming through on the other side. And I feel like I'm in that process right now. And so I'm embracing the process, and I'm trusting that, you know, something that happens with change is growing pains. I mean, it's literally growing pains are a thing physically, and it hurts, and it's uncomfortable. And anytime you make a change in your life, small or big, it's going to be uncomfortable. And I'm just trying to like recognize that uncomfort and be like, okay, this is not going to be forever. This is not going to last. There will be a breakthrough. And I feel like I am coming through that now. I have completed a 6-week sprint. I did what I had to do. I think I did a pretty good job. And I'm now just like, okay, let's keep pushing forward. And I also had this moment today where I was like, holy shit. I went from being this like unknown, hidden person on Tumblr. Like I was working a job and going home and like on this Tumblr, and I was making content, and only a handful of people knew it was me, but I was like pretty anonymous on Tumblr for a while. I was anonymous on Twitter, and I was just kind of like doing my thing and making content and like making cool stuff and GIFs and videos and memes. And that was only like 10 years ago. And fast forward to today, I am leading the digital team of the number one late night show in television in the United States of America. Like, I really had a moment where I was like, okay, holy shit. Because going into this whole thing, I tried to just block that out. I was like, okay, if you think about that the whole time and the amount of people who are looking at this and the amount of eyeballs that are on this and all of the SVPs and EPs and marketing people and legal and celebrities, like literally like the A-list Oscar award winning celebrities that like our posts on social media and like send us DMs. And like, I was like, if you think of all of that, you are going to stress yourself the fuck out, and you're not going to be able to do what you need to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And so I just put the blinders on-ish, and I was like, okay, T. Kyle, you have worked hard for the past 10 years to get to this point. You have put in the work. You have put in the time. You have learned dozens and dozens of skills. Like, I have taught myself everything. I have put in the work. I have put in the hours. I have put in the blood, sweat, and tears. You earned this moment in time. The universe led you here for a reason. And it is a moment for you to do what you got to do. And you need to just focus on that and just do it. Like, that's literally where my mindset has been. And I've been trying to like block all the other stuff out. Of course, did I have my moments? Absolutely. Did I go home and sob myself to sleep probably at least like 5 to 10 times in the past 6 weeks? Absolutely. But it's all growing pains, because you're just, you know, it's new and it's stressful and it's high pressure. But today, as I was walking, and it was a moment where I was walking down 23rd Street, because I used to lifeguard at Chelsea Piers, and I used to do all my daydreaming there. Like, I always used to sit there and be like, oh my God, one day I want to do this. Or, oh my God, like I would watch What Happens Live and be like, oh my God, I want to work on that show one day. And I want to do this and I want to do that. And like, I really had this like time warp moment where I was like, holy shit, like you put in the work and you're there now. And it was just like this really wild kind of like deja vu-ish moment. And it was happening as the sun was setting. And I took a picture. So if you saw the picture on my Instagram story of me I took a selfie and the sun is setting behind me. That's when I was having this moment. And I took the picture because I wanted to remember that moment, that a flood of emotions that I was having. I was like, okay, take the photo to remember that moment, because that's the moment where this is all going through my brain. And it was listening to Gimme More. So Gimme More came on. The sun started setting. I was right by the water. I was right by Chelsea Piers. And I was like, whoa, it's a moment. I felt really proud of myself. And I just want to share that on here because I feel like I'm experiencing a little bit of a breakthrough moment. And I think that that's important to share on here, as well as the times where I'm stressed, the times that I'm doubting myself, the times where I'm, you know, not feeling so confident, which through this weekend chat, there have surely been moments in the past 2 years where you guys know it's been ups and downs. Yeah, I guess like the moral of the story, today we learned that it's important to trust the process because it's not easy and it's difficult. And whatever journey, goal, obstacle, thing you are trying to do, whether it is something big, it is something small, there's always going to be speed bumps and some sort of process along the way. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys today. It's like an optimistic, like, I don't know, this is like a feel-good moment. And I wanted to capture that. I wanted to capture how I was feeling today. Am I like losing my voice? I don't think I'm losing my voice. Maybe I'm just like talking low because it's late and I'm, like I said, I'm a good neighbor, unlike other people in my vicinity. I don't know if they can hear me right now. Hopefully they can't, because I'm trying to be, you know. But yeah, that's what I was feeling today. It was kind of like a moment recognizing where I was, the work I put in, and how far I've come. I'm really proud of myself. And I don't know what the future is going to bring, but I'm just going to keep, again, like I said, every single day is a new day. And I feel like, you know, I try and respond to as many people as I can on Instagram. And people are always like, oh my God, like I'm struggling, or, you know, I'm really trying to lose weight. And I always just say, like, every day is a new day. Like, what they're like, what's your secret? Or like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm doing intermittent fasting and I'm sharing all of that. And I have a Fitbit, not sponsored. But at the same time, like, it's important. The other part of it is like, just remember that every single day is a new day. So if, because that's the thing, is like, intermittent fasting might not work for everyone. Going to the gym does not work for me. I never intend on stepping foot inside a gym ever again in my life. Other people love running. Other people love working out. Other people love going to the gym and being on bicycles and like flipping and lifting shit and like, you know, curling those like metal things. Not my gay ass. So that might work for you. It's not me. So I don't know how intermittent fasting works for someone who like lifts weights and runs. You know what I mean? So like, it might not work for you because you might need to eat more to be able to run and like work out and like lift stuff. Does that make sense? Or like, if you want to be a rock climber, I wouldn't recommend like not eating, because like, I'm sure that you need to like eat protein to like climb a rock. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Does that sound stupid? I don't know. But for me, I don't want to work out except for walking. So intermittent fasting works for me. So that's, I don't know if that probably just sounded so stupid. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to bike. I don't like to bike. I have bad knees. When I sit on a bike, it hurts. And I'm so, it's like, unless it's a beach cruiser, I don't want to do it. What else do people like to do? Have you ever done those rowing things? I've done those before. That's kind of fun. I don't know. It all just hurts. That's the problem. I don't like to hurt, you know? Like, I just like to walk, which kind of hurts after a little while, but then I can just flop on my bed, flop on my couch, and by the next day, I feel great. Everything else, you're sore. I don't like to do it. I'll do like a couple push-ups though, and like a couple sit-ups, and like a squat, but that's it. And to all of you who like to work out, I can't relate, but like, I applaud your decision to do that. Although I have thought about getting back into running, because I feel like it would be kind of cool to do the New York Marathon, and that could be a really good accomplishment. But the problem is that I have bad knees. And also, like, I have issues with, like, my tendons and, like, all that stuff. So, like, if I get hurt, I could be in, it could be bad. Like, it might not, like, if I hurt my knees or if I hurt my ankle or, like, some of my, like, tendons or, like, my whatever, I'm really nervous that it could be, like, permanently damaging. Anyway, this was an optimistic weekend chat. We're not going to go into that anymore, so we're going to stop that. Broken and beautiful is the point of this weekend chat. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys have a great week. And stay tuned to Legends Only, because I'm going to get this up, and then I'm going to keep working on this soundboard. And then I have to try and figure out how to get the soundboard into my recorder that I'm using right now. What else? Oh, and I also need to figure out how to get like two mics plus an external mic, because Heidi Montag wants to be on Legends Only. And I'm like, oh my God, Legends Only. So need to figure that out. But that's what I'm doing this week. This week, my goal is to walk a lot and to work on Legends Only and to teach myself new technology. I might get a new recorder. And then that's pretty much it. So let me see. Let me look at my notes. Is there anything else? No. That's all. So thank you guys for listening. And I hope that this was a little more optimistic. And I feel today we're not going to do a lot of complaining about things. We're going to focus on the good. We're going to focus on things that I've accomplished. And we're going to be nicer to ourselves this week. So that's my message to all of you, is if you're struggling with something, just be a little kinder. There was like this really cute, I was going to share it. Should I just share it? It's kind of cheesy. I was like, oh my God, am I going to turn into one of those like corny little like life hack sharing people? But like, it's this cartoon and it's these two little crabs and they're standing on a sandcastle, and then it starts raining and they're like, oh my God, no. And then the sandcastle falls and the one little crab is saying, what are you doing? Everything is lost. But then the other little crab says, I'm starting over. And then they build a little mini castle. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. Reminds me of Shark Tale. Do you remember that movie where there's the little shrimp and they're like, don't eat, don't eat. And then, okay, anyway, this is taking a turn. I need to log out. I need to, like I said, on Legends Only, I need to be stopped. But I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. So if you built a little sandcastle and it starts raining and your sandcastle falls down, just know that you can always build a new one. That's what we're going to end on today. Oh my God, that's so bad. Okay, so if you made it this far, send me is there a sandcastle emoji? Only sandcastles. Isn't that a Beyonce song? And there's also like the Kelly Rowland one where it's like, castles made of sand. Anyway, if you made it this far into the episode and you appreciated my ridiculously corny and cheesy story about these little cartoon sandcastles, send me the crab emoji. And I'm sure everyone that sees you tweeting it at me, it's going to be like, why are they tweeting a crab at T. Kyle? But just know that I will appreciate it. And yeah. Only sandcastles. Is that even that's where, or it's like we built sandcastles, or no, maybe it's not sandcastles. Maybe she's just, I don't. Thank you for listening. I wish I had my soundboard so I could be like, this is going to be so bad. So I could put that in there. Thank you guys for listening. And I hope you have a fantastic week, and just remember to take every single day, one day at a time, just like I'm trying to do. And I will see you next week with a weekend chat, I think. But I have a friend that's coming to town next weekend and I haven't seen her in years. So I'm putting her priority first. But, and then I have to go back to work. So maybe next week. But if not, I'm trying to get back into the weekend chat because it's, I don't know, it's been a really good, like, venting thing for me, but I also feel like it helps me connect with people. And it's like, I don't know, I just like love it. And basically, I just want to have my own show one day. Maybe, I don't know. We can manifest and we can dream, and I'll have my little Rosie O'Donnell soundboard and it'll be like, this is going to be so bad. She's got a point. I don't know. I'm just being optimistic and positive and I'm just manifesting and dreaming big and why not, right? Why not? The world's ending. We're all going to get coronavirus and the ice caps are melting and like everything is just fucking crazy. I want to have a good time. I want to have fun. I want to go shake my tits and I want my own show and my own podcast. And like, I'm just whatever, right? Okay. That's the end of that's the optimism I'm ending this episode on. Thank you guys for listening and I will see you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.